Hi, welcome to the Shallow Dive on the Daf Yomi. I hope you enjoy.
I'm going to work primarily on Daf Yud Zayin. Before we do that, let's see the Mishnah, beginning of the Perek, Tazvav Min Aleph, part of the Mishnah. Say the Tanyos, Ketzad. What is the order of the Tanyos? The series of fasts that are enacted for the community in a time of famine. Let's take a look what the seder is, how we do it. Motzin es ha-teva, l'rechob ha-shal'ir. The Aron Kodesh is taken out to the large thoroughfare in the city. V'nosnin eifei maklet al gabei ha-teva. And ash is put on top, v'rosh ha-nasi, and on the head of the nasi, the prince, v'rosh avbezdin, the head of the avbezdin, the head of the court, chol echa v'echa nosin v'rosha hazokin shebehen, and each person puts on their own head, the elder among them, omer, l'fneim divrei kvushin. Rashi explains kvushin, Loshna Tzira, Kamo, Mechvesh, Belaz, Prisha, Shikoshin Esel Vavos, Achzir El Muta. Words that conquer the heart to bring them back to improvement. Ve'elohim Divrei Kvushin, and these are the words of Kvushin. Achino, Lo Nema, Be'anshe Ninve, Vayar Elohim Esakom, Bestanisom, Ninve, was on course for destruction, and they were saved. And the Torah, the Novi, Yonah does not say that God saw their sackcloth and their fasting, although that was part of what they did. Elo, Vayeloim es ma'aseyem. God saw their deeds. Ki shovu medakam ha'ra. For they had returned from their evil path. So that's the Iker. The Iker is Tshuva. The Sak, Tainus, these are all auxiliary. That's part of Darkei Tshuva. But the Iker, what really changed their course, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that their deeds, they were changed. The Kabbalah Hu Omer, and the Kabbalah, Rashi says, Shanovi Mitzav Yisrael. Prior, we were talking about the prophet of Yonah, which is not exhortation, it is telling us what happened. Although Yonah is also a Nevi'im, Divrei Kabbalah is part of Nevi'im. Rashi explains the difference. Is Kabbalah means that the Navi, the prophet, is commanding the Jewish people, exhorting the Jewish people. Yekshav Tosfos, Man Dehu, Mai Shna Behai Kra, Dechsiv Ben Yonah, Bayalimes Maasem, Begomer, Lokar Ledi Ben Kabbalah, Behai Kra. This verse that does say is called Divrei Kabbalah. This is a verse in Yoah. Ekir levavchem v'al bigdeichem v'shuvu el Adonai Eloheichem hichanu v'rachamu hu erech apayim rav chesed v'nichem al hara'ah. They're both in the prophets. In fact, both are in the same collection, what's called minor prophets. Nothing minor about them, but they're relatively small in the size of their prophecies. So, what's the chilek? Why is Yonah called? I've just addressed without the preface of Divrei Kabbalah, whereas the pasuk in Yoah is called Divrei Kabbalah. Parak ihu כל מקום שהנביא מצא ומודיע ומזהיר את ישראל קורא לקבל. In the context where the prophet is directly addressing the Jewish people, exhorting, informing, warning, this is all called Divrei Kabbalah. V'chol duchta d'lo ispakid novi, ki hai v'ayla metshu me'asapi b'holech, d'yolof minei, agav urche, milsa, lo karin lekabal. And the case of Yonah, where we are informed of what happened, but it's not a direct address to the Jewish people, so that's not called Divrei Kabbalah. Rashi in Chulin Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph says, Teras Moshe Kriya Tera Lefi Shenitna Tera Lederes. Teras Moshe, the five books of Moses, are called Tera because it was given for all generations. V'shal Neviim Lo Kare El Kabbalah. Teras Moshe directly applies beyond the context of the generation. In contrast, Shel Neviim Lo Kare El Kabbalah. That is called Kabbalah. Shekiblu Meruach HaKodesh Kol Nevuah Nevuah. It was received by the prophet Meruach HaKodesh. Each and every prophecy Lefi Tzarech HaShoah V'Hador V'Hamaseh. So there is a contextual component based on the need, the hour, the generation, what was to be done. So although, of course, the very fact that Nevi'im is incorporated into Tanakh for all the Deres, it's not merely a historical fact, but it is something for us to derive limud from. It's not on par with Torah that transcends all generations, but it doesn't mean that it's merely historical. But there is a historical context for Divrei Kabbalah that must be understood. It is not, strictly speaking, to be applied directly without recognition that there is a context in which it was said. And that could impact the relevance to how it's interpreted in each generation. Therefore, it's called Divrei Kabbalah. The Kabbalah, Rashi says over here, not like what Rashi says by us, differentiating between Nevi'im that are telling us, like Sipur Dvarim, just a Maisa, what happened, like by Ninveh, versus like the Pasuk in Yoah, an exhortation directly addressing the Jewish people. Here Rashi says a different idea of what Kabbalah means. It's a generic term for Nevi'im that has a context that is not universal. Al Kabbalah, this Rashi is not going to answer our question directly that Rashi by us asks, because by the standard of Ruach HaKodesh of Nevi'im, in contrast with Chamisha Chumash Torah, so that doesn't pinpoint why the Pasuk in Yoel is called Divrei Kabbalah, whereas the Pasuk in Yonah is not called Divrei Kabbalah. Al Kopanim, Rashi does give another definition of a generic sense why Nevi'im is called Kabbalah. This is part of the Divrei Kavushin. Amdu b'tfila, morid nefnei teva, zokin v'rogin. They get up for prayer. So the one who is appointed to lead should be an elder. This rogin. Rashi says, "Rogel hispala, tfiloso shigura pitiv." Someone who is a seasoned davener, lo yate shekol chazan sheto simon ra l'shlucha l'sholcha. This is particularly important for this occasion, where it's a time of distress for the Jewish people. And in general, if a person is mispalo and they have an error in their tefillah, so it's a siman ra, not a good sign. So if the shliach tzibor is not rogyo, he's not fluent and seasoned, so they're asking for trouble. So they should deliberately choose somebody that there's no anticipation that a mistake will be made, as he says over the tefillos. Yesh lo banim, should have children. Ubeso reikon, and his house should be empty. Kedei shehei libo shalem betefilo, in order that his heart be whole in his prayer. Rashi explains, the base of Rekom, his house is empty. Mashma du ani. Simple understanding is that it sounds like he's poor. Cupboards are bare. Ben lo mechia, the base of, he has no food in his house. But Gemara mafarish time achrina. Gufo noki maveros shalochato. Gemara brings a different idea that he's squeaky clean, cleared of any wrongdoing. Lo yato lav shum shem ra. And there's no rumors concerning his conduct. And this gathering, Seder Tanyos, includes a tefillah that has 24 blessings. Yud Ches Shebechol Yom, 18 of Shemoneh Esrei, this Mishnah predates the bracha for the minim, so it would be 25 if you add that, so it's 19 plus 6. So Yud Ches Shebechol Yom, Mosav Aleihem Od Sheish. There are additional 6 blessings for Seder Tanyos. Ve'lo hein, and these are the 6. Zichronos v'shofros. Zichronos and shofros, Rashi says, kol hapsukim shomrin Rosh Hashanah. Then, in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Chaf, El Adonai batsarasa li karasi vayaneni. Continuing, Esainai el ahorim v'gomer, Imam akim krasicha Adonai, Tefila la'oni kiyatov. Of a series of these prayers, all appropriate for beseeching God for this context. We're turning to Him, Chronos and Shofros. We be recalled before Him, and we reach out to Him in Shofros with Tekiyas, that we turn to God when we are in duress. We call out to God and He answers us. We turn to Him exclusively. From the depths, we call out to God. Position of humility, powerlessness. And Tefillah Ani, Ki Yatov, that's Tehillim Kuf Beis. Tefillah Ani, Ki Yatov, a prayer for the poor, impoverished. When he is cloaked, with the Adonai Yishpoch Sicho, before God, he pours out his speech, what he needs to say. Is cloaked in this travail. He's poor, he's lacking. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Haitzarach, Lo Ma Zichronos and Shofros. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and omits Zichronos and Shofros. Lomar Tachten, he takes out those first two, and in their stead he has Ra'av, Kiye Ba'aretz, Dever, Kiye Shidofon, Yirokon, Arbe Chasil, Kiye Kiyotzelo, Oivob Eretz She'arav, kol nega kol machala. Pasuk in Malachim. And another pasuk, Ashahar Dvar Hashem El Yirmiyahu, Adurei Mitzoros. A whole communication from God to Jeremiah the prophet concerning famine. Chapter 14 of Yirmiyahu. So Rabbi Yehuda, instead of Zichron Hashem Shofros, has these two. V'omer t'chosmin, and then there's a chasima. There's a conclusion of the blessing. Al Rishona. And this Rishona here is actually a modification of the bracha that's in the standard Amidah, Goel Yisrael. V'omer mi she'ana es Avram b'har Moriah, hu yan eschem. And the one who answered Avram and Hamaria, he should answer you. V'yishma b'kol tzaklaseichem hayom hazeh, and you shall hear the voice of your crying out on this day. Baruch atah Adonai Goel Yisrael. So here it concludes with the same actual chasimo that we have in the regular Amidah, the very end of the bracha. Ala shnia, this already is the, not a modification of the Amidah, but an insertion. So this is one of the six additional blessings. Huomer, Misha Anes Avaseinu, Al Yamsuf, the one who answered our forefathers by the sea, Hu Yaneschem, he should answer you. Vishmo Kol Tzakotseichem, Hayom Hazeh, and he should hear the voice of you crying out on this day. Baruch Ato Adonai Zocher, Mishkachos. So there's a blessing. Is God the one who recalls that which has been forgotten? The other text is Zocher Habris, one who recalls the covenant. Al HaShlishi Su Omer, for the second of the additional ones, Omer Misha Ana Es Yoshua BeGilgal, the one who answered Joshua at the Gilgal, Hu Yan Eschem, he should answer you. Yishma B'Kol Tzakoseichem Hayom Hazeh, he should hear the voice of your crying out on this day. Baruch Ato Adonai Shomea Truah, the one who hears the Truah is the blessed. Al Revius, Hu Omer, on the fourth, he says, Mi Shanes Shmuel B'Mitzvah, the one who answered Samuel at Mitzvah. Hu Yan Eschem, he should answer you. Vayishma B'Kol Tzakoseichem, and hear the voice of your crying out by Hayom Hazeh, this day. Baruch Ata Adonai Shomea Tzaka, the one who hears the crying out. Al HaMishis, on the fifth edition, Hu Omer, Mi She'ana Es Eliyahu HaKarmel, the one who answered Elijah at Mount Carmel. Hu Yan Eschem, he should answer you. Vayishma B'Kol Tzakoseichem, and he should hear the voice of your crying out. Hayom Hazeh, this day. Baruch Ata Adonai Shomea Tfila. So it's a blessing of you, the one who hears prayer. Al Hashishis, for the sixth blessing, Hu Omer, Mi She'ones Yonah Me'adava, the one who answered Jonah from the belly of the fish. Hu Yaneschem, he should answer you. Vishma B'Kol Tzakoseichem Hayom Hazeh, and he should listen to the voice of your crying out on this day. Baruch Hato Adonai Ho'oneh Be'istara, so it's a blessing of you, God, who answers at the time of travail. Al HaShviyas, at the seventh, Hu Omer, this is the final edition, the sixth additional blessing, he says, Mi She'ones David Ve'Shlomo Beno B'Yerushalayim, the one who answered David and Solomon, his son, in Jerusalem, Hu Yan Eschem, he should answer you, Vishma B'Kol Tzakoseichem, and hear the voice of your crying out, Hayom Hazeh, this day, Baruch Ato Adonai, Amarech Mnachim Al Ha'aretz. Source of blessing are you, God, who is merciful on the land. Let's see some Rashi's here. Yom Echos Mehen, Al Kol Parsha Parsha Achaz Zichronos. By each Parsha, the conclusion is offered. By Zichronos, the Chasimas Zichronos, the conclusion offered of Zichronos. By Chashofros, Chasimas Shofros, parallel to what we have in Rosh Hashanah. V'chein Achar Kulam Me'ena Parsha K'mfarsh V'azo. Each one, the conclusion is an appropriate, fitting conclusion to the first part that's mentioned. Al Rishona, Parmeshanu Omer Mi She'ana L'Avram, Chulu. Begal Yisrael, Haimaschel, Laharech, Beholech, Amekulam, Sheish Brachos. So the first one is a modification of Goel Yisrael, and then followed by six additional blessings. Al Shnia, Zuhi Bracha Rishona Shel Sheish Brachos. This is the first of the six additional blessings. It's the second in a series of modifications, but it's the first of the six new blessings. Gedamina Megamara. Eich Begal Yisrael Zuhi Bracha Atzma Shel Shmona Esrei Ve'eino Me'osan Sheish. Like today, Chazan says Anenu in Goel Yisrael. So that is the blessing that begins the modification of the fast day. Ala zichronos hu ome zoche anishkachos. Ala shofros shomea trua. Yishnia l'minyona. V'ya'al el Hashem atzeros ali. V'hi shlishis. L'minyon sheish shomea tzakar. Shlishis, Bach changes that. Vechein kulam, takes out the word shlishis. Misha anas avosenu al yamsof, and the one who answered our forefathers at the bank of the Sea of Reeds. Lefikach, omer bezichronos, lefi shahari Yisrael nishkachim bimitzrayim, kamoshanim, nisiyav shemen gula. Vezochem makom begolam. And that's Rashi's going with the Girsa, Zochar Neshkachos. They mention there's another Girsa, Kisveyad says Zochar Bris. That's the Girsa of Tosus. Bishofros Haya Omer, Mi Sha'onas Yeshua Ben Gilgal, Lafi Shenena Bishofros, Biricho, because they were answered with the blast of the shofar in the assault on Yericho, conquest of Yericho. Zo be'od shal Yisrael be'Gilgal. This is when the Jewish people were still at Gilgal. Yeliyahu bar Karmel. Keneged Sinai el ha'arim. Chen kulon lefi inyan ha'mizmorim. Eliyahu nam b'har Karmel. Me'ein Sinai el ha'arim. Shmuel mitzvah. Dechsivi k'rai. Ein al Hashem atzeras ali. So each one is corresponding and appropriate. Mea doga, from the belly of the fish. Me'ein ma'makim karsich Hashem. This is a fitting, corresponding, the introduction corresponds to ma'makim, from the depths I've called you, that fits the conclusion with me'ha doga, who answered Yonah from the belly of the fish. Just like the depths. Bonabes Tzara, and answers at a time of travail. Shkeng Ksiv Yonah Karasi Tzaradu. Vishmol Ksiv Lizak Al Hashem. Velyo Ksiv Aneni Zutfila. Val Shvias, Mefarsh Gemara, Mai Shvias, Mi Sha'ana David, Lahi Rav Bimei David, Shalosh Shanim. There was a famine in the days of King David for 3 years. Shana Chashana, three year after year after year. Ushlomo, also God answered his son, King Solomon. Kishechnes Aron the base of Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he brought the Holy Ark into the Holy of Holies. Nami Rav, Ki Yeba Aretz. And in Malachim Aleph Perkes, he prays specifically for God's mercy in time of famine in the land. Therefore, he concludes that God have mercy on the land. Shehein filoso, shehein hispalu al eretz Yisrael, because they prayed for the land of Israel. Utfilo ani kiatov, a prayer for the pauper who is cloaked in his suffering. Adochi kishamim nofel. This is appropriate for the falling of the rain. Ksibe atzer shemayim. Concerning that, it says that the heavens were held back. We have part of the Mishnah. We can take a look now at the Gemara starting Tes Zayin of a base. Second line from the bottom. Abuda Omer. Lo ha'itarach loma zichronos. Chulu.
Rabbi Yehuda, as we saw, disagrees, does not require mentioning Zichronos and Shofros. Amar Rav'ado de Min Yafo, my time on Rabbi Yehuda, afir she'en omim Zichronos and Shofros, el b'Rosh Hashanah, u'b'Yovlos, u'b'Shas Melchama. Rav'ado explains the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda, who does not include Zichronos and Shofros in the series of 26 blessings of the special tefillah for fast days, because Zichronos and Shofros are limited to, according to him, Rosh Hashanah, Yovlos, and Melchama. Rashi, Tap Rashi of Yud Zayin and Aleph, El Rosh Hashanah, Kiramrin Rosh Hashanah, Imilafana Malchus Vizichronos, and on Yovel, Yom HaKippurim Shel Yovel, on the 10th day of Tishrei of the Jubilee year, Yidnan Hosam, Shavu Yovel Rosh Hashanah L'Tekiyah U'L'Brachos. So you do have both components, Zichronos and Shofros, on Rosh Hashanah and Yovel. B'Shas Melchama, Yechsiv Kisavo Melchama V'Artzechem, Atzar Tzare Eschem, V'Lo Yadinon, Menor is parish the Omer Brochos Suke Melchamos, Zichronos Shofros B'Shas Melcham. And she says it's not so clear, we don't know where this is fleshed out, where exactly in what context you have both Zichronos and Shofros incorporated into the Tefillah at the time of Melcham. Al Koponim, this series of limitations, you have these three places but not elsewhere, according to Rabbi Yehuda, therefore he substitutes, as we saw in the Mishnah, two for the two series of Zichronos and Shofros. Al Rishono Omer, Misha Anas Avram, Chulo. The first edition, the one who answered, the patriarch Abraham, Tana was taught, Yish machlifin tz'aka l'yol tfilo l'shmo. So there's an alternate version that switches the conclusion of tz'aka and tfilo between Elio and Shmuel. Yish l'magabi Shmuel k'siv bei tfilo, k'siv bei tz'aka. So that's reasonable when looking at Shmuel, because both terminologies are used in reference to him. Elo gabi Elio tfilaksi tz'aka loksi. So the question though is, by Elio, it does say tfila, but we do not find tz'aka. So how do you switch? Aneni rana aneni loshon tz'aka hi. So Gemara answers, even though the exact wording of tz'aka is not mentioned, but what he does say, Aneni Adonai Aneni, God answer me, this is the phraseology of Tz'aka, and therefore it is also appropriate. Let's see, Rashi. Tz'aka l'Elio, Ami Shanas Elio Chosim Shamea Tz'aka, the one who answered Elijah, the conclusion of that blessing is Shamea Tz'aka, who hears out the crying out. Shmuel Shamea Tefillah. And in Shmuel, the conclusion is the one who hears prayer, they'll see Beit Tefillah. By Shmuel, Aleph Zayin, it says concerning him, Tefillah. Kidsu es kol Yisrael ba mitzvah, Yisrael ba'adchem. Gather all of Israel by the mitzvah, and I will pray for them, for you. Tze'aka, Tehsiv, Vayichle Shmuel, Vayizak el Adonai, kol alayl. We have Shmuel crying out the entire night when he rejects Shaul HaMelech. Viklamemar mitzvah hava ahi tz'aka debasa pashas kibtza kol Yisrael ha-mitzvah ha-mitzvasa ksiv pashas nechamte ki imlachti ha-shaul kar shamati. So tz'aka is mentioned by Shmuel. Gabi Elio, the Ma'aseh Da'akar Melech Ksiv Tefillah, Tichsiv Aneni Adonai Aneni. By the showdown with the offering Eliyahu HaNavi offered to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the prophets of the Baal were offering their Avodah Zarah. So Eliyahu says, Aneni Adonai Aneni. Dimash Maloshin Bakasha Utfila. Lo Loshin Tzaka. Mishani Aneni Adonai Aneni Loshin Tzaka Hu. Kashamat. Gemara's answer is, it is also a Loshin of Tzaka. It's a text, a phraseology that is appropriately described as Tzaka, crying out. Alashishis Hu Omer Mishanes Yona. The sixth is incorporating a blessing, appealing to God who answered to Jonah in the belly of the fish. Alashvius Homer Mishanas David. And the concluding final addition is the one who answered David and Solomon. Mirti. Yonah Basar David Shlomoha. Let's evaluate this. Jonah the prophet was historically after both King David and King Solomon. My time was Maktim Liberation. So why then is the appeal to God who answered Jonah brought before the appeal to God who answered David and Solomon? Mishom Debar Lemechta Merachim Ala Aretz. It's correct. Historically, it's out of order. But there's a deliberate interest to conclude with Merachem ala aretz, known as mercy on the land. And that is the conclusion that is fitting for David and Shlomo. We beseech God on behalf of the land, on the health and sustenance that comes from the land. Tanam Yishum Sumchis, Amru Baruch, Mashpil Ramam. It was taught in the name of Sumchos, an alternate conclusion, Baruch Mashpel Haramim, blessed is the one who lowers the haughty, the elevated. Let's see how Rashi explains this. Eliyob Maisa Adahar Karmel Ksiv Tfilo Ksiv Aneni. Yonah Basar David Shlomo, Dehave B'mei HaMatzniyahu B'Seder Olam. Yonah is considered in Seder Olam to be a contemporary of Amatziyahu. Amatziyahu Melech is far after David and Shlomo. Deboi L'mechtam, the Sof called Brachos, Baruch Merachim Al Aretz. At the end of all of the additional blessings, the most fitting conclusion is, blessed is the one who's merciful on the land. L'hochi Boi. And therefore, it's appropriate, because that's the conclusion we want to end with, it's appropriate to put the one who answers David and Solomon together with that chasima, Shehein Hispalu al Eretz Yisrael, because they specifically prayed for the land of Israel. The Bach takes out Kach Shamati. Inami, alternatively, Mishum, the Inu Tikkun Beis HaMikdash, because they were involved in the construction and completion of the temple. Du Iker Haaretz, and that is the focal point of the land. Kach Shamati, that is what I heard. Baruch Mashpel HaRamim Hayu Omrim B'Mokum Baruch Merachim Shechniam B'Matar Sheshovu B'Tshuva. Instead of saying Baruch Merachim Al Aretz, it's Baruch Mashpil HaRamim, according to Sumchus, that through the lack of rain, people are humbled and returned to God in Tshuva. Shalosh Tanyos HaRishonos, the three first fasts that are decreed on the Tzibor, Anshe Mishmar Mesanin, Velo Mashlim. So, not everybody fasts, is a whole series of who fasts when. And the first three that are decreed, the Anshe Mishmar do engage in the fast, but not entirely. They don't complete it. The Rabbeinu Hananel speaks out, Kohanim Velavim Anshe Mishmar. Anshe Mishmar means those men of the watch, includes Kohanim and Levim. V'Yisrael Anshe Maimed, Bashvua. And there's a weekly rotation, not just for Kohanim and Levim, but also Yisrael, called Anshe Maimed. So we have two separate groups, essentially. Anshe Mishmar and Anshe Maimon. And as it relates to the first series of fasts on the Tzibur, so Anshe Mishmar are designated Kohanim Levim to work in the Mikdash for that week. They have partial fasting and solidarity, but they're not mashlim. They do not complete the fast. Tan Rabbanu, if neima omru Anshe Mishmar mutaram lishtos yayin belelos, for what reason was it stated that the Anshe Mishmar are permitted to drink wine during the nights, avaloba yomim, but not during the day? Shema tichva da'avoda al Anshe Besav. There's a concern. They're in general on duty for that week, but if there's a particularly heavy workload of processing the korbanos, the offerings, on that day, so the Anshe Beis Av are the group that is designated per day, so they are in the wings, ready to help. Anshe Mishmar are available to fill in as the workload increases. Yavov Yasei Avahem, to come and help. If Neima Omru Anshe Beis Av Lo B'Yom Lo B'Laylo, why was it said that the Anshe Beis Av, so they're the ones who are working on that day, are not allowed to have wine, not in the day and not at night? If nay, shehein asukin tomi b'avoda, because they are busy working with the avoda of the Mikdash. Ikan omru, kol koin shemakir mishmarato, mishmaras beis av shelo. From here it was taught that any kohen who recognizes his group that has one of the 24 divisions that rotates on a weekly basis, he recognizes his mishmar as well as mishmar space avshalo. He knows the day within that week that his family served. Yodea Shabbat Yabosav Kvuin Sham, and he knows that the members of his small family group that is working in the Mikdash is fixed at that time. That day, even if he's not on site, he's not allowed to drink that entire day. See Rashi. Mikan omru, midiktoni hocha, afilu anshe mishmar, shelo hayu ovdin bos hayom, klal, afilu hocha yasun lishas yayim. And the fact that it says over here, even the anshe mishmar, that were not doing any avoda, still they can't drink wine. Kohen bizman hazeh, Rashi says, it's talking about Hantiga Kohanim now. Hamakir Mishmarato, who recognizes, knows by his lineage which larger family group he was in of the 24 groups. Hayodea me'ez Mishmarasu, mi'o Yorif, o mi'o Yodayo, o achen mechav dol Mishmaros, whichever one of the 24, if he knows that he is part of that group. Shedea Shema Savosa, Ba'ava Savosa, he knows his pedigree, his family tree. Ad yo yorev yodea eze yom eze shabbos how you owed him, and he knew the schedule. He knew when his family would actually be set aside as that part of their week, and what was his day. Kavuin shiyodea vada shebeis avshalo oved b'mikdash fi shaharba mibate avos akohanim shelo hukvo Shuv Amali Rabbi Kavun Shalonis Khala Bes Afshalal Dios Migoil Mina Kuhuna Vyodea Sharoi Bes Afshalal Lapur. So if he was aware with certainty that his smaller family grouping was serving in the temple on that day, so he is also lishtos yain kolosa yom. He also is not allowed to drink wine that day. Besulo, shema bona beis hamikdash, tichabel avoda v'yezeh tarach lavod. If there's additional work and that would be expected if the temple is built, shema bona beis hamikdash, so probably there'll be a lot of offerings if that happens suddenly and it's his turn to be doing the avodah. So he's got to get up to plate. He's got to be available to do the avodah. So he cannot be drinking. Maki mishmarato, sheyedei eizo Shabbos v'shana ovin. He knew which week of the year they would serve. So this is a kohen who, after the churban, has less clarity on his lineage. He knew makia mishmarta ve'enu makia mishmeres beitz avshelo, so he knew which larger category of the 24 his family was part of, but didn't know which day of the week within that subset his family served in. Yodea shabbat avosav kuhun sham. Also, lishtos yain kol osa Shabbos. So, he has to be abstaining from wine the entire week because he's part of that week's service. He has to be on call. Eino makim mishmarat mishmeres beis avshelo v'yodea shabbat avosav kuhun sham. Also, lishtos yain kol hashana. But if he doesn't know anything other than that his ancestors were serving in the temple, so he's not allowed to drink wine the whole year because he doesn't know when he needs to be on call, ready to do the avodah. See Rashi. Makim mishmarato sheyodea eizo Shabbos v'shana ovdin ve'eino yodea me'eizo beis av. Now he doesn't recognize which day of the week his particular family served. But he knew that his ancestors were part of the rotation serving in the temple. Also called us a Shabbos mistake. So if he knows which Mishmar, without knowing which base up, so that whole week, because of the doubt, he must abstain from wine. If he doesn't know that his ancestry was serving in the temple, then he's allowed to drink the entire year. We're not concerned that the temple might be rebuilt and maybe it'll be his family's specific time to serve. That we're not worried about if he doesn't even know if his family was kavuin sham lavot. That is the first opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi says, Omer ani, I say, also lishtos yain the olam, he's prohibited to drink wine all the year. Avol ma ese. But what shall I do? Shetakanoso kalkuloso. Interesting phrase, because his takana being fixed, prepared in working order, that is his kilkul, his downfall. What does that mean exactly? Take a look at Rabbeinu Chanana. Al takanoso kilkuloso. Ze Hashemua Kula B'Sanhedrin. This is a parallel to Gemara in Sanhedrin. Pirush Kivon Shnis Kalkel B'Beis Avshalom. Hote Shafil Im Yibana Bais Eino Mishamish Ad Shesh Bezdin Shel Kohuna V'Kvu B'Beis Yom Mishamish. Because he doesn't know, he does not have a knowledge of his base av. So therefore, if the temple be rebuilt prior to his being able to serve, he's going to need to be processed through Bezdin, through the court, evaluating that he is fit to serve and when. So therefore, he's not going to be on call immediately. So therefore, he can afford to drink. Because even if the Beis HaMikdash comes down immediately, Minav Shemayim Ba'esh, but nonetheless, he's not in a position to do service. Fikach Achshav Moter. Therefore, today is permitted. Echein Kol Kohen She'eino Bar Avoda Ba'yom Yadua Moter. And any Kohen that does not know that today is his day to be prepared for service, so he's allowed to drink. So the way Rabbeinu Chanan is explaining Shetekanoso Kilkoloso, the fact that he's lacking in his knowledge, that's a Kilkul, that is his Takano, so to speak, that helps him be allowed to drink every day of the year. There's no specific prohibition of needing to be prepared for avoda. Amar Abaye, keman shaso idna kani, in accordance with who now do the kohanim drink chamra, wine, ki Rebbe. They do so in accordance with the teaching of Rebbe. Rebbe is the one who said that this idea, takanoso kekoloso, that they are allowed to drink because they're not prepared for avoda anyway. Take a look in Erevin, Mem Gimel, starting at Amud Aleph, continuing at Amud Beis. Gemara says, Toshma, Hareini Nozir, B'Yom Shben David Bo, Mutar Lishtos Yayin, B'Shabbosos V'Yom Tovim. If somebody says he's taking upon himself a Nazirite vow on the day that Mashiach comes, so it's allowed to drink wine on Shabbosos V'Yom Tovim, but also Lishtos Yayin, Kol Yimos HaChol. But he's not allowed to drink wine during the days of Chol. Yon Rav Shlomo Yesh Tchumin. Mara presents this as seemingly dependent on whether there's an Isra Tchum Lamala Me'asara, if there's a problem of moving outside of the Mokom that a person has, the location that he's fixed in on Shabbos and Yom Tov, to go outside the Tchum above 10 Tfachim. Is that a problem or not? Mar says, "Shiny hosom de omakra, hine anochi sholech lachem es Elyonovi." And of Malachi. So we have a tradition that Elyonovi is going to be sent before Mashiach comes. V'halo also Elyo, me'esmo. And since he did not come from yesterday, so we can be certain that Mashiach is not coming on Shabbos Yom Tovim. Ihachi b'chol kol yom v'yom nami lishri. For the same price, we should say that you should be allowed to drink wine every day because Elyonov is coming the day before, and since he didn't come, so say that he's Ben David is not coming today. Daha lo asa liyom esmo. Ela amrin la bezdin agadol asa. Rather, who says that you're going to know about it? It'll be public knowledge on the day he comes. Maybe it'll only come to Bez Nagadol. And therefore, the next day, David, the Ben David will come, the Mashiach will come. And Eliyahu came, but was not known to everybody, particularly this person. Hachanami, Lema, Bez Nagadol Asa. So, if that's the case, so say the same thing. Say that Eliyahu HaNavi came on Friday to Bez Nagadol, he didn't know about it. And therefore, why should he be allowed to drink on the assumption that Ben David will not come on Shabbos Yom Tov? My answer is, K'far muftach lehen l'Yisrael she'ein Eliyahu ba lo v'ave Shabbos v'lo v'ave Yom Tovim. We are Kabbalah. We are certain that Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come to be Mevaseh, to inform us that Mashiach is coming imminently. He's not going to do so on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. Mipnei HaTarech, because it's going to certainly take out of our ability to prepare for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Chasak Daitach, Dem Eliyahu Lo Asa, Mashiach Nami Lo Asi, Mala Shabbosa. Okay, why are we saying that Eliyahu is not going to come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov? But what about Mashiach? It's a tircha, so say the same thing from Mashiach. No. Literally, so say it should be motor, therefore. No. Eliyahu lo asi, Mashiach asi. So even though we have muftach that Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, therefore we can be confident that Mashiach is not coming on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We will not say the same thing about Mashiach himself. Mashiach himself could come on Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? We have a problem. What do we say about the Terech? It's a hassle that will entail preparations that will take away from the preparations of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kin as Mashiach, akol abdin hin l'Yisrael. So Mashiach himself, when he comes, is going to usher in the era that suddenly everybody will be running for the service of the Jewish people, and therefore they will have plenty of help to prepare, and he could even come on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. Just Eliyahu HaNavi will not, because that does not necessarily coincide with HaKol Avodim Heim L'Yisrael. Let's see Tosfos. V'asur lishtos yayin kol me'achol. Vim tomar ma'ishno adulah sirin and koin lishtos le'olam yayin. Can remember Sanhedrin. The parallel Gemara in Sanhedrin Chaf Beis Mibes to our Gemara. So Tosfos wants to know, why do we not prohibit the Kohen from drinking the entire time? This phraseology that Rebbe said, generating a heter for the Kohen to drink all year, Pirush. She'avru kama shonim shelo nivna habayis. What does it mean, takanoso kilkoloso? Tosfos explains, a bit differently than Rabbeinu Chanan Misa, that in the years that have passed without the rebuilding of the temple, that changes the equation. So that is takanoso kilkoloso, that we're not choshesh for Shema Ibon Abayis, because it's been Kamashonim Shalonim Abayis. So, over there, we have a heter for the Kohanim to drink, and over here, we're saying he's not allowed to drink. This person who accepted a Nazirite vow cannot drink all the weekdays. What's the difference? Ma'am lo chashin le ben David, kihacha. Why are we not concerned? Just like you were concerned, why are we not concerned over there that Mashiach could come imminently and he'll have to be on duty serving in the temple? Tosfos answers that it's fundamentally different. Over there, meaning by us, there's no prohibition. There are other kahanim. Or he could take a little nap. Aval hacha he asi over on his Yerusha. Here, it's not. There's no other alternative. If he's busy drinking, and his nazirus is chal, he's in violation of his vow. So he must be stringent in this case, even though by the kohanim, because takanoso kilkoloso, pirush over kamishanim shalonim nabais. There've been already many years since the destruction, and the temple has not yet been rebuilt. So we're not concerned that it'll be rebuilt imminently. Takanoso, he's rehabilitated to be able to drink wine, the kohen, from the fact that the kilkel, the fact that he's long out of service, the temple has been in destruction, a state of destruction for many years. That is not parallel to the halacha of Nazir. As soon as Ben David comes, he will be obligated in his Nazir if he's drinking, so he's in violation on that day. And Beitza, we also say that we're concerned, Shema Yibane. That we are literally worried lest the temple be built immediately. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, B'yom Sheben David Ba, Shroi Lavo, V'hashta Lo Kashem Midi. Rabbeinu Tam says he's Chayev because it's a day that he could come. The Yom Sheben David Ba doesn't mean that he actually has to come, but the idea of this Nazirus is when he can come, and then it's actually Chal, it's not just a Suffolk. So then there's no question. V'nichanami, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it goes well, Ma Shemakshinan Amai Asir. That which people ask, why should he be Asir, this Nazir, on all the weekdays, to drink wine. Ba'lo, Mashiach ben Yosef, Yesh lo avot chila, v'dayin lo ba. That we have a Kabbalah that Mashiach ben Yosef will come prior to Mashiach ben David. So the day ben David comes, he should have a heads up that Mashiach ben Yosef came first. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's not a kasha, because it means a day that ben David could come, and that would include any day other than Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's interesting, this whole Gemara, l'cher is not brought l'halacha, Narambam al kopanim. Somebody says a rainy nazir, yom sheben David ba. We don't find a psak on this. Bechlal, Rambam is non-committal about the interpretation of the psokim in Malachi. Hine anochi shaleichem es Eliyahu Navi. Tosfos over here learns it. Kipshuto vim tomar. Dilma Asi b'Ev Shabbos, Vivasir b'Shabbos. Maybe Eliyahu Navi will come on Friday and give the Besura, the Mashiach is coming on Shabbos. Why are we not concerned for that? Yishlama dekra hinin hisholech lechem es Eliyahu Navi lefnei bo yom Hashem. Mashma b'yom shebo yivasir. Mashma, so the pasuk is that on the day that he comes, he will be mivasir, and there will not be a delay. He's not going to come and announce himself, and then, subsequent to that, the next day, announce Mashiach is coming. Al-Kopanim, so we saw Tosus learns Takanasa Kokoloso that the Takana of why you should be able to drink wine is built on the Kilkel, that the Mikdash has already been in destruction for years. Take a look at Rashi and Sanhedrin on this Sugya. Vama ese shetakanosim kilkoloson. And she says, Churban habayis shekilkalon v'irvev seder mishmosehen, destruction of the temple, and then mess them up, mix them up. The Kohanim are no longer certain of their watches. Shahaya osrim b'yayin b'zman mishmarason, they're not allowed to drink wine at the time of their watch. Umatirin and the Kohanim are allowed to drink wine when it's not their watch. He tiknon achshav lishtosyan la'olam. This is what is fixing them now
to drink wine the whole week, the whole year. Delo chayish shema ibone pisam. Because we are not concerned that the temple will be rebuilt suddenly. It sounds a little bit like Harkava. This Rashi incorporates the first part we saw in Rabbeinu Hanano, that there's a mix-up, and he concludes with what Tosfos says, L'chai Hashem Yivana Pisam. Rashi puts them together in explaining Takanosim Kilkolosim, meaning the knowledge, the way Rashi is learning, the knowledge that they had when things were working was a source of heter for the other weeks of the year that was not included in their Mishmar. But now that that's lost, so that gives them a takana to drink wine the whole year. And that is true because we're not choshesh, lochaish, because of Shema Yibane Pesam. We're not concerned that the temple will be rebuilt immediately. If you look at in the Rambam, Bias Mikdosh, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, Kol Kohen Sheyodea Me'eza Mishmar Hu, each Kohen who knows which one of the 24 groupings that had a weekly rotation that he is from, Me'eza Beis Av Hu, and he knew within that subset which Beis Av he was, which day he would work on, his family would work on. V'yodea Shabbat Yabosav Kavuim, and he knew that his ancestors were serving in the temple, in Ba'avoda Hayom, also Lulishtas Kolos Hayom. If he knows today is his day, so he's not allowed to drink wine that entire day. Hayodea Me'eza Mishmahu Ve'eno Makir Beis Av Shelo, if he knew which one of the 24 groups, but he doesn't know his specific day, also Lishtas Kolos HaShabbos, he's not allowed to drink that whole week, Shemishmarato Obdimbo, that his mishmar serves in that week. Lo hayamakir mishmarato velo bat yabosov, he didn't know either. Hadin nosen shas lishas yayin leolam, really he should not be allowed to drink wine the whole year. Aval takanoso kakoloso, but he's rehabilitated because of this kilkul, the lack of knowledge actually helps him now instead of messing him up. Verehu muter lishtos tomit, and he's allowed to drink the entire year, she'en yochol la'avod, because he's not able to do the service, ad she'yikva bebeis av shelo o bemishmarato, until he is established which beis av and which mishmeres he's part of. So that will not be on day one, give it a little time, and therefore he is allowed to drink wine all the time. That's Shitas HaRambam. So the Rambam is paskening, essentially, that if a Kohen today knows either his Mishmar, or, well, even only his Mishmar, or if he knows the Mishmar and Beis Av, he will not be allowed to drink wine either that entire week or that day, even now. Let's see the Ravid. Omer Avram, Kama Dvarav Chalushim Ekalushim. He's not a happy camper. It says that the Rambam's words are weak. Ki kishyibane beis hamikdash lo yeh sham tzarif metara modia mishmaros haru'yos v'shabbatom v'yomom. At the construction of the temple, you'll not have all of this set up. V'eze shos yeh sham l'kviyuso, and at which hour will be there for their fixing. Ava halacha k'rebi. Rather, the halacha is like Rebbe. Shetakanoso kilkoloso. We have a machlokas tanoim here. Tanakama holds that we are choshish for Shema Yibone, and therefore, if it's he's aware, the Kohen is aware of his Beis Av, he can't drink that day. If he's aware of his Mishmar only, then he can't drink that week. Rebbe disagrees with that. That's the way the Rebbe understands Rebbe. She'ein ashav shas avoda.
we are mufka from the time of service. Meheri bonet lo cheshinan. We're not concerned that suddenly it will be built and immediately require service. Ubein makir ben she'eno makir motor lishtasiyayin. And even if he knows his mishmar and his besab, he's allowed to drink wine, even though he knows today is the day that my family would be serving, or this week is the week my family would be serving. Stama amar Abaye, because Abaye says in a generic sense, keman shosakane ha'idna, in accordance with who do kohanim rely on to drink nowadays, chamra, kerebi. All the kohanim is the mashmos. They drink like Rebbe, and therefore even if they are aware of the mishmar and the Beis Av, the Ravid says, Kohanim or Somech, like Abaye said, on Rebbe, to be able to drink the whole year. Machlokas Raman Ravid. Continuing in the Gemara. Anshe Mishmar v'anshe Mamin, Asurim l'saper ul'chabis. The men of the Mishmar, which includes Kohanim and Levim, as well as Anshe Maimod are Yisraelim. A carbon, even the carbon tzibur, needs to have representatives of the tzibur. So Yisraelim also have a rotation where they do ma'amados. Anshe ma'amad are Yisraelim. All of these groups, the mishmar and ma'amad, so you have kohanim, levim in the mishmar, and Yisraelim in the ma'amad, are prohibited from getting a haircut, l'chabis, and to wash their clothing. U'b'chamishi mutarim. And on Thursdays they are permitted, b'nei kavod Shabbos, because of the honor of Shabbos. That's the quote from the Mishnah. My taima, what's the reasoning? Amar Rabba bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, k'dei shelo yichnasu l'mishmarosam k'shem nuvalim. This is to ensure that they take care of all of their needs, their haircut, their laundry, whatever they need to do is prepared before their mishmar. So if they're not allowed to do these hygiene needs of haircut and laundering, so they'll make sure to do it in advance. Rashi, kishein menuvolin, shelo yuhu somchin al yom echad b'mei Shabbos, ve'en mistaprim b'Shabbos she'avra. They should not think that they'll be able to do either the haircut or the laundry during their week of their mishmar or maimed. But we do have a heter on Yom Chamishi because of Kavod Shabbos. Let's see how the Raman paskens on this. This is in Bias Mikdosh Aleph Yerbeiz. Ve'anshe mishmar asurin v'saper l'chabes b'shabasim. The men of the mishmar, which again we said includes Kohanim and Levim, are not allowed to get the haircut or do the laundry on their week of the weekly rotations. Kadei shelo yalul mishmaran k'shem nivolim. Like the Gemara says, they should not come unprepared. They need to be ready for service, all their hygiene needs taken care of. Elo megalach ben rochtzin mechapsin kodem shialu. Get their haircuts, They're shaving, they're washing, they're laundering, all that is taken care of before they come up for their week. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Mishnah u'gemora pekshina detainis, u'misayim sham b'mishnah u'b'chamishim utarim, b'nei kavod Shabbos. The Mishnah says, there's a heter on Thursday because of kavod Shabbos. V'eini yodeya mipnei ma hishmit Rabbeinu. Says, why didn't the Rama mention that they have a heter on Thursday to honor Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Melech, Kosev Maran, Masayim Sham, Mishnah, Chamishi, Imutorim, Nekavar Shabbos, V'eini yodeya mipnei ma hishmit Rabbeinu, Ukvar Kosev Rabbeinu dinze. Mishnah Melech says, Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam did bring this. Le'el sofek vav mehilchas klei mikdash. So you want to know why he didn't say it? He didn't say it. It's earlier. To take a look. What does it say there? Sofek vav mehilchas klei mikdash. Vav yiralev. Klei mikdash. Anshe maimod
Asurin Masapet Malchabes. Notice here, the Rambam says Anshe Maimar. This is the Yisraelim. The Mishnah lumps them together, but here the Rambam is talking about Anshe Maimar. They're not allowed to get their haircuts or to do their laundry. Kol HaShabbat Shalhen, the entire week that they're up, they're on duty. Ubachamishi Mutarim, they cover HaShabbat. They are allowed on Thursdays to take care of these needs, to honor Shabbos. Mipnei ma asur lahem aleihem lesaper l'chabes kedei shelo yichnasu lamamodom kishei menuvolin elo yisaper v'yichabsu mikodem. Make sure they take care of their hygiene needs prior to their week of service. Okay, so we do see, as promised, Mishnah Malchus correct, that he does mention the heter of Chamishi. But l'chera, the Kesef Mishnah's question still stands, because the simple reading of the Mishnah lumps together Anshe Mishmar with Anshe Maimod, and the Rambam only says the Heter for Anshe Maimod. So presumably, the Mishnah Malach will tell you that he already mentioned the Heter, and it's equally applicable. And so the Mashmos of a Mishnah Malach. But in defense of the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam is clearly differentiating between the Anshe Maimod and the Anshe Mishmar. And this is a little bit of a kasha, because the Mishnah does not. The Mishnah lumps them together. Let's read again the Lashon of the Mishnah that we saw. Anshe Mishmar ve'Anshe Maimod asurin l'saper u'l'chabes, brought together. U'b'chamishi mutarin mitnei kavod Shabbos. Sounds like we're talking about both groups. The Rambam only mentions the heter of Chamishi for the Yisraelim of Anshe Maimed. Efsher as a teretz. So we're going to see there's an iser for the kohen to allow his hair to grow. So, in theory, if he didn't get his hair cut, Kohen Hedyot, supposed to get a haircut once a month. If he messed up and he's holding by being megadol, he's got a long chup now and he's got to be trimming it, we're not going to tell him that he's allowed to not have a haircut when he's pushing past the 30 days, we're not going to say wait till Thursday. We're going to say get a haircut. And varm shutin. So, l'chera, that's why the Rambam does not say that there's a heter on Yom Chamishi when describing the requirement to take care of things that hygiene needs prior to the week of service for Kohanim and Levim. Because Kohanim can't be held back from the haircut when they're mechuyev to get a haircut. Yes, l'chachila, they're supposed to take care of it before, but we're not going to hold him to it and say, wait till Thursday, be'isr. If he needs to do it, he needs to do it. So, l'chara, that's why the Rambam is deliberately omitting the heter for Anshe Mishmar, which includes Kohanim, because of this problem. Can't say that the heter is dafka Thursday. The mechuyev to do it beforehand if they're approaching the iser b'megadol pera. So that's the yeshuva on the Kesef Mishnah's kasha. Let's continue in the Gemara. Kohen hedyot achas l'shoshim yom. Oh, sorry. Tana Rabbanan. Melech mistaper b'chol yom. The king needs to get a haircut every day. Kohen Gadol, me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. High priest, once a week on Fridays. Kohen Hedyot achas l'shoshim yom. And a regular kohen gets a haircut once every 30 days. Melech mistaper b'chol yom. The king gets a haircut every day. My time, what's the reasoning? Amar bi'abo bar zabdo amar kra. This is derived from a verse. Melech bi'yofyo techezena einecho tirena eretz marchakim. Pasuk in Yeshaya, the king should be seen in a beautified state. So that's every day. The perfect haircut. Kohen Gadol may have Shabbos or Shabbos, my time. Why does Kohen Gadol need once a week, Friday to Friday? Amar, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Hoel Mishmoros Mischachos, since that is the turnover of the weekly cycle of the Mishmar. So, therefore, that is when the incoming group sees the Kohen Gadol, therefore, he's also gets his haircut at that point. See Rashi. Mistapir b'chol yom, mitzvah. Rashi says the haircut every day for a melech is a mitzvah. For the Kohen Gadol, Merav Shabbos, Merav Shabbos. V'lo yishar l'galeach yosef. But he doesn't need to wait longer than that. He should not wait longer than that. Mishmaros mischadshos. B'chol Shabbos to Shabbos, mishmaros shelo ro'oso. Ad achshav. Uba l'roso. It's appropriate that they see him at the ideal time when he just got his haircut. So that's why there's every week there's a changeover on Erev Shabbos. That's when the Kohen Gadol is supposed to get his haircut. Kohen Hedyot achas l'shoshim yom minolan. How do we know a Kohen Hedyot, regular Kohen, gets a haircut every 30 days? Asya per minolan. This is derived from the similarity of the verse describing Nazir and Kohen. Ksiv Hocha, it's written over here, referring to Kohanim, Pasukin Cheskel, Mandalat Chof. V'rosham lo yigalechu, ufera lo yishalechu. Ksiv Hosam, and it's written over there, concerning the Nazir. Just as by the Nazir, which is a 30-day period of not cutting the hair, that's when we have the growing of the hair. That's the Gadel Pera, so too by the Kohen, when it says Ufera lo yishalechu, so that is describing a 30-day growth. So the Kohen is supposed to get a haircut every 30 days to prevent having Gadel Pera. The Nozir Gufe Minolan, how by Nozir itself do we know that it's 30 days? Amar of Masna, Stam Nozir Shloshim Yom. That's shortest Mishnah in Shas. Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. A default Nazir, so somebody accepts upon himself to become a Nazir, it's 30 days. Minolan, how do we know that? Amakro, the verse says, Yiyeh. The verse says about Nazir, Yiyeh, he shall be. Kodesh, Yiyeh. And what's the gematria of the word Yiyeh? The gematria, Tlosin, have it. It is 30. And two yods and two hays. So that's 20, 5 and 5, 30. Amar le repapa labaye, v'dil mahachi kam rachmana. Perhaps this is what the pasuk is coming to say. Lo le'abu klal. Do not have any gidol pera. Do not have any hair growth. Amalei, I have a kosov, lo yishalecha pero, kidika amris. Hashtag siv, upera lo yishalechu, pera lehavi, shluchahu de lo yishalechu. Ihochi, so the fact that it says that he shall not send forth his hair growth, so that tells you that he grows up to that point. If so, even now, let that be the case, that a Kohen should be required to have his hair cut at intervals not exceeding 30 days.
Domya deshasu yain, to be on par with the restriction on drinking wine. Ma shasu yain bezman bia hu da'aser, shlo bezman bia shari. Just like the kohen drinking wine when he's entering into the temple, that's when it's prohibited, but not entering in, it's permitted. Hafachanami, so too over here. Same thing by the hair. Vatanya, and we have a braisa. Rebbe Omer, Omer ni kohanim asurim lishtas yam le'olam, v'ma e'aseh sheknosa kapoloso. V'am rabaye, keman shosu idno kani, chamro, ki Rebbe. The Gemara that we saw, Mechlal d'Rabbanan Asri, we saw Tanakama disagrees and says that even now there is a prohibition for the kohanim to drink wine. Not only when they enter into the Mikdash, they have to be on call. My time, Meheri Banim Beis Mikdash. The concern is, quickly the temple will be rebuilt. We'll be in and calling a royal avoda, and you need to have Kohanim ready to serve Vileka. And if he's not ready, you have a problem. So therefore, the Rabbanon hold, Kohanim can't drink. Al Kohanim, if they know that they're roy for avoda, when they know that they're supposed to be on call. And L'chera, according to Rabbanon, if they don't know, all they know is that they're ready for avoda, then they can't drink the whole year. And that's the Pashat Havana. Al Kopanim, why don't we say the same thing by the restriction on growing their hair? Halcha Efshed Mesapiv Ayel. Here, by the hair, it's easy. You can just get a haircut and go up to serve. So therefore, they didn't make a restriction that a kohen nowadays must get a haircut every 30 days. Ihachi shasuinami esha degani porta. So if so, why don't we say the same thing? Let him drink wine, and he could take a little nap, lie down a little bit, the aisle, and then go up. Kederami bar abo, and the answer to that is in accordance with the teaching of Rami bar abo. Do am Rami bar abo derech mil v'sheno kol shehu. Traveling, walking for a mil, and sleeping even a small amount, they remove the intoxication of the wine. Lav miet marla, amar nachman, amar rabba baravua, lo shono ella, kishoshosa shi revius. This is specifically in a case where he drank a revius, about a little less than 3 ounces of wine. Aval shosa yosin revius, but if he drank more than that, kol shekein, shederech, Matridoso, Vishena, Meshachrosa. If he drink more than that, then going for a little walk is not going to help him. Adraba, it can facilitate even greater drunkenness as his blood is pumping faster. He's going to get more drunk. Vishena, Meshachrosa, and the sleep can deepen his stupor. And when he's had a lot to drink, these etzas of going for a walk and sleeping aren't going to help. So therefore, don't drink. It's not like getting a haircut that he can just quickly go get a haircut to do avoda. Ravashi Amar Shasu Yain Mechal Avoda Gazru Barabana. Ravashi says a different tack, that one who drinks wine is Mechal the Avoda. He desecrates the service. Therefore, there's a rabbinic restriction to not drink wine. But in contrast, Peruri Rosh De Lo Mach Avoda Lo Gazru Barabana. Those Kohanim that have long hair and they're prohibited from serving with long hair, nonetheless, does not invalidate the avoda. The service is a good service. Therefore, the rabbis did not get involved to make a decree requiring all the kohanim to get a haircut to be ready for the avoda, when anyway, even if they served with long hair, it's their own personal problem, but the avoda is not invalidated. Meisve, v'kasha. Ve'elo shein b'misa. And these are those that are subject to death. Misam de shamayim. Death at the hands of heaven. Shasu yain, peruri rosh. One who is drunk, talking about kohanim here, and peruri rosh as well, somebody who has a kohen whose hair is too long at the time of the service. Bishlama shasu yain. It goes well. That shasu yain, behedik sibu, that's a pasuk. Pasuk says, yain v'shecher al tesht, ato uvonecho itach, bevorchem elo amoyed. Lo samusu, hukasol mador sechem. The pasuk says very clearly that service in the context of intoxication is subject to Misa. So that's how we know by Yain. El Pru Rosh Minolon. How do we know that somebody, Kohen, that's hair is overgrown, that he is subject to Misa? Dersiv, as the verse writes, Virosham lo yigalechu, ufer lo yishalechu. This pasuk that we have in Yecheskel, we mentioned prior, is followed up immediately by the next verse, V'yayin lo yishtu, kolkon bevom el hechotzer apanimis. V'iskish prurosh l'shusu yayin. And they are linked, the Kohen whose hair is long, to the Kohen who has consumed intoxicating beverage, wine. Mash su yayin b'misa, af prurosh b'misa. Just as the one who has consumed wine is subject to Misa, so too prurosh, the Kohen who's allowed his hair to grow out, is also subject to Misa. Umino ima shasu yain machle voda, af prurosh machle voda. As much as we're saying that they're linked for Misa, why don't we say that they're linked for invalidating the avoda? And we previously said that that itself is the difference, that there's no need for the rabbinic enactment for megadol pera, for the Kohen's, it's Kohanim to need to get a haircut, because even if they do serve with the long hair, it doesn't invalidate the avoda. But if the whole limud that the punishment of the Kohen going in with the long hair is by the link to wine, to a Kohen who's intoxicated with wine, so why don't we learn similarly that it's also mechal avoda, that it invalidates the service? Just like the Kohen who serves while intoxicated with wine, the service is invalidated. The different girsos, whether you put in the parentheses or not, either just conclude kasha, or lo ki iskish lamisa hu di iskish, aval chule avoda lo iskish. We say that they're connected partially but not entirely. If it would be a real hekesh, there's no such thing. You can't have a hekesh chatzoin, as it's mavur in multiple places. Tosas mentions this in this particular case. Omer le Ravina le Ravashi, ha mikmi da'asi Yecheskel, man omra. Ravina said to Ravashi, before Yecheskel came, who is the one who said it? Where's the source of this? Omer le Tameich, ha damer Rav Chista, davar zeh mitaras Moshe lo lamadnu, minivrei Kabbalah lamadnu, kol ben necher or leiv or basar lo yavol mikdashi. Ha mikmi da'asi Yecheskel, man omra. We also have a prohibition of a ben necher and Ora Lev, Ora Basar, they're not allowed to come to the Beis HaMikdash. But before these restrictions were made explicit by the verse in Yecheskel, how do we know that? El Gmar Gmar Gomer Lo, it is a tradition that we have received. V'ast Yecheskel, Samcha Akra. Yecheskel brought it into the verse, but it was not a revelation. It was known prior strictly as Tor Sheba Peh. So too over here, really we had a tradition, a Kabbalah, Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that the Halacha of Prurei Rosh, the Kohen whose hair is grown out, is parallel to the Kohen who is intoxicated with wine for the purpose of the Onesh, is punished in a similar fashion. But we also, for the same price, learned that they're not parallel when it comes to the avoda. The service is only invalid if done by the Kohen who's intoxicated with wine, and not invalid if the Kohen had long hair. Igmiri alochal misa echle avoda logmiri. That's also nimchak by the marshal. Kol hakosum gilas tainis, the lo l'mispat lefonov, aser, l'achrov motir. Anything that is written in the compilation of brises called Megillas Tainis, a series of days that are minor celebrations that we are not to engage in eulogy. So it's prohibited the day before, and afterwards, the day after that day is permitted. Tanu Rabbanu. Ilan Yomaya de lo lisana bahom. The sages taught, these are the days. Megillas Tainis incorporates some days that you're not allowed to fast, and some days that have a greater restriction, you're not allowed to have hesped. So not, it says tainus and hesped. So these are the days that you do not have tainus. Miktsasim b'lo mispad b'hom. Some of the days you're not allowed to either have eulogy. Mireish yachad nisan, from the beginning of the month of Nisan, ve'ad t'man yobe, until the 8th of Nisan. Tukum t'mida, this is an establishing of the carbon tamid, d'lo mispad b'hom. So there's a prohibition of having hesped eulogies on these days. Misman yobe, at Sof Modaya, from the 8th until the end of the festival of Pesach. Itosiv Chago Tishvoya Delol Misper Bahom. Tzi Rashi. Mreish Yachad Nisan Ad Tman Yobe. Tchol Shmona Yomim Nosim Nosim Bedavar. We had a debate over this period of 8 days. Ad Shnitzcho Es Ad Tzedukin. Until the Chachamim, the Prushim, were victorious over the Tzedukin. But also some Yom Tov, and they made it a good day that is an Isser of Tainus. It's in Megillas Tainus. Davazem Befurish, Menochos, Pek Rabbi Shmuel, Megillas Tainus, Mitzuya Eslenu. It's both mentioned in Menochos as well as Megillas Tainus that we have. The lowly Sanabon, to not fast on these days, Shekulon Sur Betainus, but Mitzalson, Sheishbeh Mitzas Chamurin, some of the days mentioned there have extra stringencies, not only a prohibition on fasting, but also a prohibition on giving eulogy. Tukum t'mida tosu chaga t'shvoya. Inyonim rabim chalku baitusim ima chachamim. There are a number of debates between the baitusim and the chachamim. Uforoshim b'mnachos. They're described in Menachos. Megillas Tainus both. V'chagasin anahalsam perek rabbi shmar. The Gemara Menachos Samach Hey Amen Aleph describes Son Rabbanon Ilan Yomaya Deloli Sa'anu Bahon. These are the days to not fast. Mitzason Deloli Misbar, and some of them to not have eulogies. Mereish Yachad Nisan Ad Timnan Yabe, from the beginning of the month of Nisan until the 8th of that month. Tokum Tamido is established the carbon Tamid Deloli Misbar, to not have eulogies. Mitman Yabe Ad Sof Moda Itosef Chago Deshvaya Delol Misbah. And from the 8th until the end of the festival of Pesach, it's also a festival that the calculation of the date of Shavuos was also clarified in a way that they were answered. The Torah Sheba Peh was validated, and the caches, supposed proofs that the Tzedukim brought, were rejected. Mreish Yachad Nisan Ad T'mna Yobe, Itos Mitmida D'lol Mesvod, Shei Tzedukim Amrim Yochit Nisnadiv, Maybe Tomit. So this debate that coursed over the course of these 8 days, from Rosh Chodesh until the 8th of Nisan, the Tzedukim said that an individual can make an Adova and bring the carbon tamid, which is not true. The daily offering is a communal offering. My darish, where do they come from? My adjalu, what was the answer? I mean, they thought that it's written in Loshin Yochid as a singular, and therefore it could be brought by an individual. The Chachamim answered, as Koban Elach Mil Isha, Tishmud lahakriv loshen rabim hu shekulan boim and shumas alishchon. We find that what they're calling as loshen yochid is referred to loshen rabim, and all of them must be brought from shumas alishchon, from the tzibur. And panya be chulu adalu misbad, the additional restriction from the 8th of Nisan to the end of the festival to not have eulogies as well. Shahi batusim omrim atzeres achas shabbosu. That the Baitusim said that Shavuos is after Shabbos. Sha'omer maschil echad b'Shabbos. The Omer begins on a Sunday. Shne'emar spartan lechem b'machos ha'Shabbos. The beginning of the counting of the Omer is after Shabbos, the day after Shabbos. Nitfalahan, Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai addressed them. V'amalem showed him and said to them, fools, menai lechem, where are you coming from? V'lo hay adam shechzir dava. Nobody knew what to say. Chutz mezakin echad, other than one elder. Shahaya et patpet knegdo. He was saying, hader, before Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. V'amal Moshe benu ov Yisrael haya. And he said, Moshe, our master, he loved the Jewish people. And he knows that Atzeres is one day. And therefore, to have a long holiday weekend, he said that, you know what? Kihilu, Moshe Rabbeinu says, let's make Atzeres, Shavuos, be after Shabbos, Kadesh Yu, Misangin Shnei Yomim, to have a long weekend, long holiday weekend. V'dachu Oson, and that was pushed aside. Very easy to be marche. Look at the Gemara Menachos. V'holchu lehen by tusim mikach apsukim al korchon, and they were forced to walk back this ridiculous claim based on the psukim. And that was a big simcha. Tukim t'mida delol misbot garsinon lo garsinon lisano kiremuchach b'samoch diktani lo nitzrucha ela laser es shalafonov. Because in Lisana, in Cain, Hainu, Rabbi Yossi, the Amalfon of Asr, Vahaleklamema, Rabbi Yossi, he, the Kaparach, Kemad Rabbi Yossi, Bitmiya Klal, Dikirabonon, Psikale. So this is a prohibition on fasting the whole way through, from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan until after the Chag of Pesach, with a differentiation. With the added prohibition on eulogizing from after the 8th till after the Chag. Amar Mar. Mevrei Shearach Nisan ad man yabe itukim t'midot lo mispod. Lomali, Mevrei Shearach. Why did it say from beginning of the month? Lema mitrei de Nisan. They should have said from the second day of Nisan. Rosh Chodesh gufe yom tovu v'ase. And anyway, Rosh Chodesh is like a Yom Tov, and we're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. So why mention from Rosh Chodesh, say from the second day of Nisan? Amarav, lo nitzrucha ela la'aser yom shelefanav. No, it was necessary to tell you that the day beforehand was prohibited. Shelefanav nami typically to have a yom shelefanav Rosh Chodesh. Why not say the same thing? If there's a prohibition on the day before the celebration, so you can't fast the day before, so say the same thing. Why you need to say from Rosh Chodesh is in its place, that's fixed. If you have a restriction the day before, so you could still say from the second day of Nisan, because that's the additional restriction on fasting. Why do we say from Rosh Chodesh? Our answer is Rosh Chodesh d'oraisahu. No, we wouldn't say that. Rosh Chodesh is biblical. D'oraisa lo b'chizuk. And there's no need to strengthen the Doraisa restriction. Therefore, there's no prohibition on fasting the day before the Doraisa. So Erev Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to fast. Titania, Ayoma Ma'ele, Aksuvim Begilos Tainus, Lifneim Lacharei Mosurim. That the days that are restricted from fasting, that are mentioned in Begilos Tainus, that's by definition Darabonon, the prohibition extends the day before and afterwards. Shabbos and Yom Tovim, Hainasrim Lefneim Acharein Mutarin. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, which are Doraisa, those we're not allowed to fast on biblically, so there's no need for Chizuk, no need to strengthen them. Therefore, just those days are prohibited. The days prior and subsequent are not prohibited in fasting. Umah Hefresh Bin Zelazeh, Halo LeBetorah. The difference between them is that Shabbos and Yom Tov, they are from the Torah. LeBetorah Ein Tzrich and Chizuk. They don't need any strengthening. Alolo de Besofrim, but the restrictions brought together in Megillas Tainos, those are Medivre Sofrim, Medivre Sofrim Tzrichan Chizuk, and they do need strengthening, and therefore the prohibition extends not only to the day itself, but the day prior and subsequent.